My name's Sandra, and I'm going to keep it focused, as you said, on Chelsea and Westminster. My question is, because they're downsizing so many hospitals, okay, how are you going to deal with the extra people coming to your hospital and St Mary's when they're also going to close down 50% at St Mary's as well? So the question is, our hospitals are getting downsized. How are you going to deal with the population?
Thank you very much. I think, in fact, Mr. Bowles did talk about the work that's being done on the emergency department at Chelsea Westminster. Maybe you'd like to expand on that. But I don't think it's fair to ask him to talk about St Mary's in the
okay.
Representing Imperial.
Okay.
Okay, so... Yes, that's absolutely right. The emergency department is the front door that obviously we've got to prepare for more of those admissions coming through, and we're doing just that. And that's not just the department, that's the staffing as well. The Strategic Health Authorities, WAS, and the CCGs that consulted on shaping a healthier future were looking at the future demand based on length of stay, length of time people needed to be in hospital, what their home care arrangements needed to be. So we've anticipated that we'd need to put some more beds into the hospital.
Plenty.
But not plenty, no, because we intend to actually deliver more of that care on a step-down basis, part of which will be in Charing Cross, and on getting people home supported better in the future. And I mean that with effect from now, which is exactly what's happening already. We're operating 40 beds in the community, step down, to help people out of hospital who don't need to be there but aren't yet ready to go home with the community trust services. That's a service and 40 beds that didn't exist 18 months ago. So we will do more of them. So my point is that, and it's the point I made earlier, when you look at health planning and healthcare delivery, you need to plan for the fact that people will still need acute hospitals. But actually what they need most is better pre-care before they come into hospital to help them stay out, to help them cope at home better, to help outreach with services they need. And also when they've been into hospital, you need better step-down facilities so that they can move out in a more gradual way. Those sorts of facilities are being planned right across northwest London. Chelsea and Westminster is involved in developing them for our population group. But I'd be pretty sure if you put the same question to Imperial, you'll get a very similar response.
Yeah.
So I don't think in any sense...